Welcome, thanks for clicking on another folkin.com interview, and I'm so pleased that we're sitting here at the New Forest Folk Festival, but even more pleased with Darren and Darren's son Lewis. We're with the one and only John Jones from the Horse Band. How are you?
Well, I'm good.
Yeah, you look very fit and well, and you've just done a blistering set for us. Thank you for that. Excellent night.
Thank you. Yeah, really. Thank the audience. They were tremendous tonight. Really.
Great singing as well, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Fantastic singing.
Yeah, they're singing well. Great
voice. Really, really, you know, you could really, sometimes in a field, the audience is singing gets lost.
Yeah.
They could really hear it from them. It was, you know, I mean, we were obviously piling it into it on the stage, but sometimes, you know, what we put in tonight came back.
Absolutely.
It looked glorious, and it's
well, we had it on both parts because we were down there for the front for half of it, and then
we went back a bit.
And it's like old ones, we went back to our chairs.
Yeah, because we're getting old.
The singing was going back, you know, it was
way back. Was it?
And it's great because you've got this slight delay. So although you knew it was coming from the front, it kind of crept up to the back a split second or two later.
Yeah.
It was great. It was like really good.
I could tell by the lights at the end. I already knew, but then it sort of got really, really dark. But more people were standing than they were, you know, at the beginning of the thing, because it was like, you know, there's people standing at the... And they just said when we came off, that's the most people we've ever had standing on the side.
It's funny, you know, because we were sitting right at the beginning, but then there's certain songs that you went into, and they just sort of can't resist it. Sort of get up or go down the front, you know. And it's quite interesting to see, you know. And there's this guy in front of us, and he's sitting there, and you struck into something, I can't remember what it was, and they went... It's all got up, and you know.
I think also New Forest Folk Festival, you know, people do come down for the day.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
they can come in, and I think, you know, a lot of people have come today to see the oysters and have got up, you know, put their chairs away and come back down again to stand up, you know, conscious decision to do.
That's an interesting thing because, you know, when you've got a lot of people like that, and some have been want to sit and listen, and some, you know, want the set is always got to sort of take into account both groups, if you like, and if you can get them to cohere into one audience, that's what you're really trying to do. I suppose that's what I'm trying to say. You've got to make them one audience, and without being immodest, I think it did happen.
It really did work.
It doesn't always happen, but it did happen.
No, and they really kind of stepped up when you said, oh, come on, let's step it up and sing a bit more, and they did. I mean, God knows how many verses we must have done of, you know, Pull Out the Lights, or especially The River Runs Through You. I think it went on for about half an hour.
Oh, I know it did. It just get, you know, that was a,
that's a lovely thing to sing, though.
Well, that's a key for us, really, and for me, you know, how that song goes early in the set is a thing of, if that's going, then we know that the audience will sing, we know that they hear, there's enough of them interested, they know the song.
When you wrote that, did you think it would be such a great sing-along song? No, isn't it weird? That song, every time I put it on in the car, I'm singing at the top of my voice. And I had my mum in the car the other day.
Yeah.
And we was driving up from where I live now, and lived down by Dungeness, up to my mum's house in Medway, where she lives. I was going, I'll put the CD on, mum, because yours was in my car. Various guys' real CDs. And I plopped it in there, and this river runs through me. So I said, river runs through me. And I was going, you and me, mum. She was going, have you gone mad?
Please let me out.
I said, come on, have a sing, mum, and I was getting her to sing.
It wasn't this year, it was last year at Tunna Festival, and, you know, I mean, get several thousand Danes singing it. But the thing was, I was in a bar in the town itself, and it came on their thing, and people just sang it.
Yeah.
I didn't know if they knew it was us, do you know what I mean? But people just sang it, and I'm just thinking... I'll have this one, you just don't, you know, audience create songs as events, as it were. All you can do is just make the song. You know?
Well, it's like everywhere I go.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's sort of, that had that progression for years, didn't it? That song.
Well, I mean, I think if you, everywhere I go, suddenly at the end of it, some audience just kept singing it when we'd stopped.
Yeah.
And we started playing it again, and I said, play it, and the band are going, oh God, you know, what's all this about? But you just got back into it, the band joined in and lifted it again, and it sort of stuck, you know.
There's a live version of it where you go, look, can we please play your number song?
It's another song, yeah. leave right now. I mean, it wasn't meant to be so... Don't be afraid.
Yeah, that went on a bit, didn't it?
It's become the phrase... I mean, don't be afraid is a perfect phrase for now.
Yeah.
But somewhere along the line, an audience in Germany, don't be afraid, don't be... You know, or in Britain... turn that into the main refrain, so everybody waits for that. But that's the audience create these things.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
It's not written like that.
You sort of sow the seed, and yeah, then it kind of
Talking of Denmark, you've picked up a award, haven't you, recently? I saw
another one.
We have.
Yeah,
we got the Danish Folk Prize. A rather nice sculpture and a picture. Thursday, we would have presented with this just before our show on Thursday night in Skagen Festival. Skagen Festival in north of Denmark and Tønder Festival, the two main folk festivals. So hey, if it's good enough for the Dubliners, it's good enough for the Oyster Band. They won it many years ago, so that's cool as far as we're concerned. Yeah, that was rather nice. And I did receive the award, and I have to say, for a British folk band to win a Danish award in the year of Brexit.
Yeah.
The irony wasn't lost, you know, kind of mean, and they just clapped because, you know, they wonder what on earth Brexit's about as well. But I mean, just that idea of taking your music, being able to take your music to another country, and it's just been such a privilege, you know.
You've always had that kind of thing, haven't you? You've always been very, very successful over in Europe, and because you tour so much in the festivals and Denmark and Europe, all across Europe, didn't you?
Honestly, this a lot of that was the timing, you know, when we, because there was a boom, a big movement, and I think Pogue started the Irish thing over there, but lots of Irish bands were over there, and we were like the English band that went over. It was a lot heavier. I mean, we toured with the Pogues to big audiences to go into a country with a band on that, like the crest of stuff. But I mean, we also toured with New Model Army in Germany, and it was like a crossover audience. And I was saying earlier in an interview, and I said in Denmark as well, I mean, the one thing that we set ourselves was to make this music, whatever it is that we play, folk music or whatever, as exciting as possible.
Yeah.
We just had to, and you know, that's what we did, isn't it, really? That's what we just tried to do. We just tried to, we would do, we would pile into it and play the melodeon, you know, as hard as you could in the fiddle, because sometimes how you look in the rock world and how you play is as important as what you play, you know?
Yeah.
And so just to pile into it and just to give it, it's calmed down a lot, you know, we're older.
Well, of course it is.
So you haven't stood still and you've tried new things. I mean, one of the things we wanted to have a quick chat about was obviously the June tape.
Another bash of spelt, as I would call it, with June coming up. Fire and Fleet. Tell us about that. What's going on there?
I will tell you, Mr. Telfer's got me a glass of wine.
Oh, another wine.
It got removed.
But yeah.
Can you handle oyster bay?
I think I might manage the odd glass of oyster bay, Mr. Telfer. I suppose in the back of my mind we were thinking in 10 years, 10 years after Ragged Kingdom, and I thought, why am I waiting for that? I mean, June lives 9 miles away from me on a Welsh border. We just met, and I said, "Are you up for this? Let's do it." Why are we, you know? She said, "Oh, yeah, I'd love to," you know. So we had a get together. We recorded some stuff together, just three tracks.
Yeah,
we've got some great live recordings from the last tour.
That was a great album, you know. And I was surprised when I saw that you was going out again with June, because I said, "Well, it wasn't that long ago when they done it." When I looked carefully, it was bloody 10 years ago, wasn't it?
It's 8 or 9 years ago.
Yeah, it flew by.
How we know it?
That Wrecked Kingdom album.
2011, you know.
Yeah,
I mean, and so it's timely, and you know, I mean, my voice and June's voices are not gonna—they're not gonna last forever.
No, but they do.
So you've got to do it.
Really good.
They're good. Yeah.
My son David's one of my favourite songs. Yeah. I love that song.
I do as well. Yeah. That's one of our.
I love the story to it. And the way that's done with just that little kick drum and the really works well.
Well, we'll put a link on because the tour, if I remember rightly, it starts in October, doesn't it?
Starts in October and goes into November. You have 15 dates.
Yeah.
And, you know, biggish venues as well. So, And she's up for it. It's great. And we've got. She's doing a little bit with her jazzy thing, you know, quirkers as well, sort of in between. But it's a great set of songs to sing, you know, Rangit Kingdom.
Yeah.
We got like Pete and the others, you know, the ones who weren't there, as it were, Pete Flubb, you know, Pete really wants to play it. It's great.
Yeah.
Because it's just, you know, good lot of songs when we pick a set, so I've got that to do and I won't get back.
So are you going to be doing more traditional songs in there, or are you going to use mostly from the Rangit Kingdom?
You know, we've got two more traditional songs to add to it. I mean, between me and June, we probably have one of the best overall collections traditional songs, you know, and when we get together, there's always a tune that no one's thought of, and June's got a text that she particularly loves from Bronson's Book of Ballads or something like this, you know, and we get the books out.
It's like a head-to-head, really, as to who's going to pick what, but which is good, because, I mean, that actually going to make a better album, isn't it? You've got the passion there.
Yeah, well, you've got to find things, you know. It's just, there's just something about a variant in the text or in the story that June will love, and then we just have to find a tune that's, you know, that works.
Yeah.
And there's a strange thing as well. There's a chemistry there that comes from years of singing in folk clubs as well as doing this thing, because what we unearthed for Exeter Cathedral the last time we played there was a version of us singing April Morning. It was on One April Morning. Now, I remember Tony Rose singing that way, way back, and we decided to do it on the day of that gig.
Oh,
and I have no idea that it sounded so good. And June just said, "Oh yeah, April Morning. Oh, I love that. Tony used to sing it," because she knew Tony Rose.
Yeah.
And so we sang it, I think, in the Chapter House part of the cathedral, and sang it that night. And it's bloody great. It's just like
when those things come together, though, isn't it?
Yeah. You forget, you know, and because normally they're not, and so you dismiss them, you know.
Yeah.
And of course, the natural reverb of the building just suited it. It's lovely.
Yeah, I bet it sounded fantastic. Yeah. With the
so as well as that, you're also busy with the 40th anniversary.
Still rolling on.
Still doing it.
We have plans.
Summer festival.
Yeah, we've absolutely. We've got a new song that we're about to record. And that's all I'm going to say about that one.
Okay.
If it doesn't work,
well,
it's best that
we keep it quiet.
I don't blag about it, but there is a new song. I particularly, it's
one you wrote.
It's the Ian's lyric. I love it,
and
so my tune to it. But I think it will work. But it has to work, and it hasn't. So that's good.
With that lineup you got now, has that happened quite a bit? As songs come in and go for fancy doing
songs are just beginning to. It's
like from
we find it.
Yeah.
I mean, we find it hard. We seem to have written every song already, if you know what I mean. It's like trying to find a new way of saying the same things. It's there will at some point be a new Oyster album. And I think it's important because the momentum is with the Oyster Band at the moment. There's all the other projects are great, but since the 40th, it's like we've almost not stopped working.
You've got to go with it. When I look at your website, I look at all the dates, I think, how the hell are you? You know, you must never be owned. You know.
Well, it's, you know, we do pick and choose a lot more now, but you know, Canada wants us to go back again next year. We're in Denmark and Germany early in the year. Our agents want us to do an Oysters 3 thing. So, yeah, there's no shortage of demand.
Are you able to sort of say, no, right, we're putting aside 2 months, or is it like, well, no, we'll always go where the live gig is?
There is a simple equation that you have to make, and that is the year, you know, the time when we used to make money from albums, good money, and from publishing deals has gone.
Yeah.
You know, you have to make albums as cheap as you can. And everybody needs to hear the track before they buy the album. You know what I mean? You put out. They want us more and more to put tracks out for streaming, for download. It's not how we've ever worked, but I understand the raison d'être behind it. It will become an artifact at some point because we have an audience that likes to buy a CD. You know.
Yeah.
And I love the idea of getting a CD.
Yeah. Also, the passion and the heartblood in the band is always to, I think, to evolve.
It is. Writing,
isn't it?
So absolutely.
You're always going to need, need to just,
you know, I mean, making a new song and putting it together.
It's exciting, isn't it?
Of course it is. Yeah.
That's the great thing. After 40 years, if you're still getting excited about writing songs, it can only be a good thing, you know. It's the lifeblood of the band.
It is, and it's like the new guys in the band want to be on an album, want to make.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because that cements a band as well, you know. This band is cohering really, really well, and if they all get to play on a new song, it will be their song.
They put their stamp on it, can't they?
Yeah. You can't.
And that's where it all really happens, because if you've got a basic thing, song, words, little tune or something, when you do it with the band, it becomes everybody's song, doesn't it? Because, you know, Ella put different bass lines in or whatever, and you know, as it all do their own little bit.
Oh, yeah.
They kind of own that then, don't they?
They
you know, it's like, it's not, oh, I'm just playing an Oyster.
They do. It isn't.
Yeah, it's... Can't beat that.
Leo Dill playing drums. It's Pete. And it's...
Well, it's a fascinating insight. It really is.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
It's been a pleasure talking to you.
Thank you.
Once again, great to catch up with you.
Yeah.
And any details on the tour for the new Fleet and Flight One, go to your website and we can find it, and we'll do a link as well.
Yeah.
John, thanks for talking to us.
Thank you.
Thank you. Cheers. Bye now.
Yeah. Thanks very much.